Okay, this is my first podcast about Lodestone GPS. So, it's about 10 o'clock and I'm going to head to church. I'm going to turn my computer off. Unfortunately, I'm still learning about Lodestone. I just got it set up a day or two ago. So I'm going to be playing around with the OpenStreetMap converter and some stuff like that. The geocoder is a good way to get points of interest. However, you're restricted to converting to a Lodestone database by a street map file of 2 megabytes. So it will only accept a map file of 2 megabytes or less. So to get around that, you can go to the Lodestone offline tools quick. Lodestone offline tools. Okay, let's see here. www.rmpro, that's Romeo Mike, Romeo Mike, RMPRO, Romeo Mike Papa, Romeo Oscar, rmpro-hosting.com/ls/. L as in Lima, S as in Sierra. So then you can download the offline tools and convert StreetMap data, which is up to 8 megabytes in size, using the geocoder along with the OpenStreetMap converter. Okay, so I have the entire Pennsylvania maps loaded into my Nokia E51 phone, it's an unlocked phone, which I got for $200 off of Amazon.com. And I have talks on it with Eloquence and two or three other ScanSoft voices, Karen, Serena, and Samantha voices on my phone. RealSpeak Tom and Daniel for some reason won't work. I'm not sure why. But the other ones will. So US and UK English, plus those other three voices I have. Alright, so my phone is turned off right now. I'm going to turn it on, and when I hold the power button in for a couple seconds, it's going to vibrate for half a second or so to let me know it's turning on. Okay, so now it's turning on. And I have to get my GPS receiver because it's not going to do me any good going without that. So I'm going to disconnect it. And by the way, I have a Holux M1000 Bluetooth GPS receiver, which I got from Amazon for $40. So altogether, my GPS package cost me $240 around. Okay, so now we have talks going. I'm going to slow talks down a little bit.
Talks, speed 8. Talks, speed 7. Talks, speed 6. Talks, speed 5. Speed 4.
Okay, speed is, let's see.
Talks, wireless LAN available, battery 7 hours.
Slow it down a little more.
Speed is 3. Talks, speed is 2. Talks, wireless LAN available, battery 7 hours. Speed is 1. Speed is 0. Talks, wireless LAN available, battery 7 hours.
That's a little bit too slow.
Talks, speed is 2.
Okay, so that's good. We have it on speed 2 right now. That's where I put my GPS receiver. Alright, so now we're going to go into Lodestone by hitting menu twice. Menu once is talks, menu twice is is bypass and takes you into the menu.
Tops, menu, menu window, folder tools, 5 of 13, folder installations,
going to go into
6 of
installations.
13. Select, installations window, app, dot, tops, 2 of 3.
That's the Tops program. App manager lets you add and remove programs into other configurations. We're not going to worry about that. We're just going to go into Lodestone for now. So I'm going to hit select on Lodestone.
Select, activate Bluetooth and offline mode, question mark, P1, yes, P2. No.
We don't want to do that yet, so I'm going to hit key 2 for no.
No, Lodestone with connection error, P1.
And
options,
that's not a problem.
Exit.
So let's see what happens. Okay, 2 and 8 is north and south, 4 and 6 is left and right, and 5 will tell you the closest point you are, you're next to, regardless of the direction that you are traveling in. So I'm going to hit the...
Not connected.
Okay, so I'm in navigation mode right now. So I could either hit soft key 1 and go to the menu and go to exploration mode, or I could hit 0, and that'll take me into exploration mode as well. And the shift key, or the clear key, followed by any other key, does some other functions. We'll get into that later. So I'm going to hit 0.
Exploration mode, check Josh's house 9 yards to the north.
Okay, so in order for it to tell you where you are, you have to have checkpoints. So I'm going to go in and I'm going to turn on auto-announcing of checkpoints.
Options, functions, submenu 1 of 9, P1 database, submenu 2 of checkpoints, submenu 3 of 9, database
functions,
sub-select, navigation mode, 1 of 10, find point, 2 show area, 3 use checkpoints only, isolate checkpoint, auto-announce, 6 of 10, go to, auto-announce, say select,
auto-announce.
Lodestone window, auto-announce enabled, P1,
enabled.
Options,
good, that's what we want.
X options, functions, sub-database, checkpoints, submit GPS, sub-position, submenu 5 of astronomic, submenu 6 of 9, settings, 7 of 9, about, 8 of 9, exit, 9 of 9, functions,
okay, so
submenu
that
database,
is
submenu
basically...
sub-GPS, sub-checkpoints, select, load checkpoints, 1 of 6, event checkpoints, save checkpoints, clear checkpoints, full set, 5 of 6, export, 6 of 6.
Okay, so we'll get into this stuff when we're doing offline stuff, okay, so I'm going to hit cancel.
Cancel. Lodestone window,
I'm gonna
P1,
hit 5.
Options, P2, exit, check Josh's house 9 yards to the north.
Okay, so, we've got some checkpoints here which are checked, okay? So now, I'm gonna grab a my cane, my preferred cane of choice is an NFB cane, either a telescoping in certain situations, or a straight cane. Fiberglass. Or carbon fiber, preferably the fiberglass canes. I like them because they're nice and light. Yep, they're definitely light. And you know what? I should probably go upstairs and get another cane tip. So I'm going to go grab a cane tip just in case I need it. Because you never know. Okay. Cane tips are in here. Always good to have an extra. And cane tips are only a dollar off the NFB site, so you can buy them in bulk. It costs $5 extra to ship the straight canes because of the way they have to ship them. But I like to have a couple around, you know, in case of just by myself. But if you go in someplace in somebody's car where a straight cane may not fit, I'll take an NFB telescoping cane, which uses the same kind of tip, and the telescoping canes are also extremely light. In fact, I even think they're maybe twice as light as the graphite canes from Ambutech, which I've got a few Ambutech canes around, but I'm not going to use them at all. All right, so I'm going to add this RMP. This rmpro-hosting.com/ls/site to my favorites. So I'm going to right click Caps Lock 9 on my netbook. Add a favorites, press enter. Shift tab to add, hit spacebar. Good, done. Alt F4. Shut the computer off. Close the netbook. Okay. And I think we are ready. I'm going to check the time here.
Screen say lodestone window. Check Josh's house 9 yards to the north. P1. Options. P2. Exit. Volume is 7. Talks. Volume is 8.
Talks 9.
It is 10:06 a.m. on May 10th, 2009.
Good. That gives the time. All right. So, we are in luck. Now, hopefully, since these new GPS receivers are pretty sensitive, they will work in my pocket. So, I have auto-announce on. I'm going to switch into navigation mode.
Navigation mode.
Time to head outside. I'm going to head to church. My phone and my receiver in my pocket. Lock the door. So that's done. Okay. Now, let's see here. I'm going to turn Bluetooth on.
Offline window.
Whoops.
/05. Talks. Menu. Menu window. Folder tools. 5 of 13. P1. Options. P2. Exit. Folder installations. 6 folder connectivity. 7 of 13. Select. Connectivity window. Bluetooth. 5 of 9. P select. Bluetooth window. Tab sheet 1 of 2. Bluetooth off. 1 of 4. P1. Options. Select. Activate Bluetooth in offline mode. ? P1. Yes. P2. No. Yes. Bluetooth window. Tab sheet 1 of 2. Bluetooth on. 1 pair of devices window. Tab sheet 2 of 2. Left pair and no pair of devices. Right pair
and
P1.
And you
options,
do not want to pair
exit
your GPS receiver using this. You want to pair it in lodestone itself.
Offline window. /05. Menu. Menu window. Folder tools. 5 folder media. 4 of 13. Folder installations. Select. Installs. 2 of 3. Lodestone. 3 of 3. Select. Lodestone window. P1. Option connecting. No signal. No signal for 5 seconds.
And I just hit the joystick. Up, down, left, and right. Wait till it gets a signal. It should.
Options, functions, submenu 1 of 9, P1, select, P2 database, submenu 2 of 9, checkpoints, submenu 3 of GPS, submenu 4 of select, disconnect GPS, 11, hold start, 2 of 11, warm start, 3 of 11, hot start, 4 of 11, power saving on, 5 of 11, reset GPS, 6 of 11, power saving on, 5 of 11, select, lodestone window, done, P1, options, P2, exit, no signal for 1 minute 44 seconds. Options, functions, database, submenu checkpoints, GPS, sub-select, disconnect GPS, 1 of 11, select, lodestone window, P1, options, P2, options, database GPS, submenu 4, select, connect default GPS, 1 of 3, 5 GPS, 2 of 3, select, last devices used, colon, window, more devices, 1 of 2, P1, solid underscore and dash button, select, lodestone window, close it, no fix available. Signal for 4 seconds. Tops. It is 10:11 a.m. on May 10th, 2009.
I'll just hold the receiver.
Offline window, /05/2009, E1, menu, E2, camera. Tops, menu window, folder tools, 5 folder installations, 6 folder connectivity, 7 of select, connectivity window, Bluetooth, 5 of select, Bluetooth window, tab sheet 1 of 2, Bluetooth off, 1 of 4, E1, select, activate Bluetooth in offline mode, with yes, Bluetooth window, tab sheet 1 of 2, Bluetooth on, 1 of 4, E1. Options, E2, exit, connectivity window, loopback, menu window, full exit, offline window, menu window, folder tools, 5 of 13 folder installations, 6 of select, to loadstone, 3 of free select, loadstone window, E1, options, E2, exit.
Turn the receiver on.
No signal for 4 seconds. No signal for 21 seconds. No signal for 25 seconds. No signal for 29 seconds.
Thank you.
arriving at South 10 ST Express ST 3 yards at 9 o'clock.
All right. I've got a signal.
Orange ST Express ST 84 yards at 9 o'clock.
Let's see how many satellites there are. Switch training mode on.
Training mode enabled. Show satellites.
Okay.
Training mode disabled. Satellites. Bullet 7 of 11. Bulletberg ST and South 10 ST 130 megabit ST and Orange ST and Orange ST and Spruce ST 78 yards at 9 o'clock.
Okay, so I'm just going to walk. Get to the next street. Now that I have a satellite and GPS fix.
Approaching Orange ST Express ST 61 yards at 11 o'clock.
Oh, this is so cool. Now let's see where I'm at.
Orange ST Express ST 47 yards at 12 o'clock.
47 yards.
Orange ST Express ST 42 yards at 11 o'clock.
Let's check my speed.
Last heading. Full west of west. Options. Last point. South menu 1 of 10. Keep on. Select. Function. Submit database. Select points. Submit all GPS. Submit 510. Select. Disconnect GPS. 111. Full start. Warm start. Hot start. 411. Cancel. Loadstone window. Options. Last point. Submit 1 of functions. Submit 2 of 10. Select. Exploration mode. 1 of 9 point. Use checkpoint. So isolate checkpoint. Auto announce. Flag point. 6 of go-to. 7 of empty. Label point. 8 of enter point. Record memo. 10 lay memo. Show GPS, show GPS date, 13 of 50, save the GPS time, 14 of 50, cancel, loadstone options, last functions, submenu 2 of 10, database, submenu checkpoints, sub GPS, supposition, submenu 6 astronomic, position, submenu accuracy, 1 of 50, vertical accurate satellites, GPS quality speed, 5 of 50.
Okay, so I'm going to walk and I'm going to see my speed.
Select, loadstone window, P1, options, P2, exit.
Okay, let's look at training mode here.
Training mode enabled. Show speed, show heading.
Show speed.
Show GPS vertical accuracy. Show GPS accuracy. Show speed, show heading. Show speed, show heading. Undermined. Show GPS quality. Show altitude. Show next checkpoint. Show next checkpoint. Show latitude. Show longitude. Show satellites. Label cell. Show cell name. Trip meter toggle. Training mode disabled. Training mode enabled. Show GPS quality. Training mode disabled. Three-dimensional differential GPS mix.
Okay.
Satellites. Colon. 8 of 12.
Okay, so we've got 8 satellites. Okay, that's good. Alright. So, took a minute or so to get a GPS fix, alright.
Last heading, colon, west by north. Last heading, colon, west by north. Last heading, colon, west by north. Training mode enabled. Sound toggle. Training mode disabled.
Okay, so I'm gonna walk.
Approaching South 9 ST Express ST 63 yards at 12 o'clock. Speed, heading to west.
Oh, speed 2 miles an hour. Okay.
Some of my best teams use STM 46 yards at 8 o'clock. No signal. Accuracy, colon, 46, dot, 2 meet.
At 12 o'clock.
Orange ST Express ST 25 yards at 2 o'clock. Orange ST Express ST 19 yards at 2 o'clock. Orange ST Express ST 12 yards at 1 o'clock. Orange ST Express ST 12 yards at 1 o'clock.
I believe this is orange. Alright. So, let me check.
Options. Last point. Submenu 1 of 10. Functions. Submenu 2 of database. Submenu 3 of 10. Functions. Submenu 2 of 10. Select. Explified point. To use checkpoint zone. Isolate checkpoint. Auto announce. 5 of 15. Select. South 9 ST Express ST 78 yards at 7 o'clock. Josh's house 241 yards at 1 o'clock. South 9 ST Express ST 77 yards at 7 o'clock. Josh's house 241 yards at 1 o'clock.
Okay, actually, I'm heading up the other way towards 10th Street. So, I must turn the corner.
South 9 ST Explorer, just ST Explorer, ST 85 yards at 2 o'clock. Arriving at South 9 ST Explorer, ST 85 yards at 11 o'clock. Orange ST Explorer, ST 88 yards at 2 o'clock. ST Express ST 89 yards at 3 o'clock. South 9 ST Express ST 4 yards at 6 o'clock. Pick up an ST of South 9 ST 101 yards at 12 o'clock.
Alright, I know where I'm at.
South 9 ST Express ST 16 yards at 7 o'clock. Pick up an ST of South 9 ST 90 yards at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
Make of an ST at South 9 ST 76 yards at 11 o'clock. South 9 ST at Spruce ST 46 yards at 5 approaching. Make of an ST at South 9 ST 63 yards at 11 o'clock.
I'll just let the GPS do the talking.
Make of an ST at South 9 ST 53 yards at 12 o'clock.
What's my heading?
Make of an ST of South 9 ST 34 yards at ST of South 9 ST 104 ST of Spruce ST 117 yards at 5 o'clock. Make of an ST of South 9 ST 21 yards at 12 o'clock. South 9 ST of Spruce, make of an ST of South 9 ST 10 yards at 11 o'clock. Left heading, Poland, north by east. Arriving at Mink of an ST at South 9 ST 5 yards at 11 o'clock. Esta ST at South 9 ST 69 yards
wow.
At 12 o'clock.
That is very accurate. I'm here at the street. Huh, this is so cool.
Esta ST at South 9 ST 66 yards at 11 o'clock.
So that car's gone, so I can go.
Approaching Esta ST at South 9 ST 60 yards at 12 o'clock. ST 20 yards at 6 o'clock. Or ST of Spruce ST 1 is the ST of South 9 ST 48 yards at 11 o'clock.
Let's see.
Just the ST of South 9 ST 41 yards at 11 o'clock. South 9 ST 48 yards at 6 o'clock. Just the ST of South 9 ST 26 yard rate. ST of South 9 ST 105 yards at 11 o'clock. Just the ST of South 9 ST 17 yards at 12 o'clock.
Not quite there yet.
Arriving at Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 5 yards at 12 o'clock.
I'm at Chestnut.
Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 3 yards at 11 o'clock.
You have to wait to cross.
Grant ST at South 9 ST 183 yards at 11 o'clock. ST at South 9 ST 25 yards at 6 of last heading, Poland, to north.
That's correct, I am heading north.
And
now
ST
I can go.
ST 156 yards at 12 o'clock. Just the ST of South 9 ST 25 yards at 6 of Poland.
Let's see if the microphone can hear it.
Franklin ST at South 9 ST 160 yards at 12 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 26 yards at 6 o'clock. Franklin ST at South 9 ST 153 yards at 12 o'clock. Mickelman ST at South 9 ST 103 yards at 6 o'clock. Franklin ST at South 9 ST 146 yards at 12 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST Franklin ST at South 9 ST 133 yards at 12 o'clock.
And Lodestone GPS
Mink
is
ST
free,
South 9 ST 127 yards
and
at 6
it's open
o'clock.
Source, so open source means if you're a programmer,
ST
you can
yards at 1 o'clock. South
9 you
ST
can program
ST
and make it do whatever you want.
At 7 o'clock.
But if you're just a user, you just have to worry about the fact that it's free
Franklin
and it's cheap,
South 9 ST 109 yards at
anybody can afford this GPS. $240, $200 for the phone, $40 for the receiver. Save up, buy yourself mobile
ST at South 9 ST 96 yards at 12 o'clock.
Hi. And you have GPS for very cheap.
Franklin ST at South 9 ST 77 yards at 12 o'clock.
and I just went to the Point Share Exchange website, got the map
just
for Pennsylvania,
put
them in, it took about 3 or 4 hours, and off I go.
Approaching Franklin ST, it's Chestnut ST at South 9 ST, 123 yards at 6 o'clock.
So I'm approaching Franklin Street. Let's see here.
Chestnut ST at Franklin ST, it's Franklin ST at South 9 ST, 53 yards at 1 o'clock.
I'm hitting 5 to see my closest point.
No points found. Franklin ST at South 9 ST, 47 yards at 1 o'clock. Cherry ST at South 9 ST, 118 yards at 1 o'clock.
Okay,
Franklin ST at South 9 ST, 24 yards at Chestnut ST at South 9 ST, 158 yards at 6 o'clock.
Let's see.
Street. Franklin ST at South 9 ST, 29 yards at 1 o'clock. Franklin ST at South 9 ST, 25 yards at 1 o'clock. Franklin ST at Cherry ST at South 9 ST, 101 yards at 8 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST, 180 yards at 3 o'clock. Orange ST at Cherry ST at South Franklin ST at South 9 ST, 15 yards at 6 o'clock.
Penn Street, also known as this church. So it'll tell me, it should tell me when I get to the church.
Cherry ST at South 9 ST, 77 yards at 1 o'clock. Cherry ST at South 9 ST, 63 yards at 1 o'clock.
So 1 o'clock means it's ahead of me and a little bit to the right. I got the receiver in my pocket. It's okay, it already has the GPS fix.
Guider CT at South 9 ST, 19 yards at 12 o'clock. Latitude 40 degrees, 20 minutes for Cherry ST at South 9 Guider C. Latitude 40 degrees, 20 minutes for approaching Manchester ST at South 9 ST, 319 yards at 6 o'clock. Approaching Penn ST at South 9 ST, 56 yards at 1 o'clock. Guider CT at South 9 ST, 8 yards at 3 o'clock. Penn ST at South 9 ST, 40 yards at 12 o'clock. Cherry ST at South 9 ST, 73 yards at South 9 ST, at Spruce ST, 5-1. Penn ST at South 9 ST, 29 yards at 12 o'clock. North ST at North 9 ST, 133 yards at 11 o'clock. Penn ST at South 9 ST, 6 yards at 12 o'clock. North 9 ST at Washington ST, 205 yards at 12 o'clock. Arriving at Penn Escort ST at North 9 ST, 110 yards at 12 o'clock. Corn ST at North 9 ST, 92 yards at 12 o'clock. Penn ST at South 9 ST, 23 yards at 6 o'clock. Thank you. St. Paul's Catholic Church, 340 yards at 12 o'clock.
Oh, right.
OST at North
Knight
ST, 97 yards at 10 o'clock.
And 300 some yards.
Met ST at South Knight ST, 18 yards at 5 o'clock. Port ST at North Knight ST, 93 yards at 10 o'clock.
I will never get lost again.
Port ST at North Knight ST, 84 yards at 11 o'clock. Port ST at North 9 ST, 74 yards at 12 o'clock.
Okay, so I got a block or two to go before the church.
Approaching Port ST at North 9 ST, Men ST at South 9 ST, 51 yards at 6 o'clock.
That's behind me.
Approaching Port ST at North 9 ST, 56 yards at 12 o'clock. Men ST at South 9 ST, 70 yards at 6 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST, Port ST at North 9 ST, 43 yards at 1 o'clock. Port ST at North 9 ST, 24 yards at 11 o'clock. St. Paul's Catholic Church, 262 yards at 12 o'clock.
Let's see what these cars do.
Port ST at North 9 ST, 16 yards at 11 o'clock. Arriving at North 9 ST at Washington ST, 88 yards at 11 o'clock. North 9 ST at Washington ST, 69 yards at 11 o'clock. Port ST at North 9 ST, 29 yards. North 9 ST at Washington ST, 60 yards at 10 o'clock. Approaching North 9 ST at Washington ST, 55 yards at 10 o'clock. North 9 ST at Washington ST, 46 yards at 10 o'clock. North 9 ST at Washington ST, 35 yards at 12 o'clock. Port ST at North 9 ST, 55 yards at 6 o'clock. North 9 ST at Washington ST, 19 yards at 12 o'clock. St. Paul's Catholic Church, 162 yards at 12 o'clock. North 9 ST at Washington ST, 7 yards at 11 o'clock. St. Paul's Catholic Church, 154 yards at 12 o'clock. North 9 ST at Washington ST, 11 yards at 7 o'clock. St. Paul's Catholic Church, 142 yards at 12 o'clock. North 9 ST at Washington ST, 17 yards at 6 o'clock. St. Paul's Catholic Church, 139 yards at 12 o'clock. St. Paul's Catholic Church, North 9 ST at Washington ST, 24 yards at 6 o'clock. St. Paul's Catholic Church, 123 yards at 12 o'clock. Port ST at North 9 ST, 127 yards at 5 o'clock. North 9 ST at Washington ST, 44 yards at St. Paul's Catholic Church, 114 yards at 11 o'clock. North 9 ST at Washington ST, 56 St. Paul's Catholic Church, 104 yards at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
St. Paul's Catholic Church, 68 yards at 11 o'clock. North 9 ST at Washington ST, 95 yards at 4 o'clock. Approaching St. Paul's Catholic Church, 63 yards at 11 o'clock. St. Paul's Catholic Church, 56 yards at 12 o'clock. North 9 ST at Washington ST, 104 yards at 5 o'clock. St. Paul's Catholic Church,
Okay.
Searching for WLAN network 0% Eto. Cancel. WLAN wizard window. 4net. Dot. Available. 07D400365608 unknown 104. PIWA. Option million underscore G plus 50 underscore wireless underscore 14 FD63 unknown 204. Lindsay's unknown 304. St. Paul's R. Dot. C. Dot. Church unknown 404.
Question mark. P1. Yes. P2. Yeah. Oh, yes. Bluetooth window. Tab sheet 102. Bluetooth on. 104. P-exit. Back exit. Offline window. Suthead/05/2005. Menu. Menu window. Folder tools. 5 of 13. Folder installations. 6 of 13. Select. Stone. 3 of 3. Select. Close stone window. P1. Options. P2. Exit.
Yards at 6 o'clock.
Alright, so I'm going to go into some settings and take a look around here.
North 9 ST at Washington ST 113 yards at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Options. Last point. Submenu 1 of 10. Select. Uncheck. 1 of 5. Lock point. 2 of 5. Update. 3 of 5. Delete. 4 of 5. Add comment. 5 of 5. Uncheck. 1 of 5.
Okay.
Cancel. Low Snow window. Eva options. Last submenu 1 of 10 functions. Submenu 2 of 10 database. Submenu 3 of 2 functions. Select. Exploration mode. 1 find point. Use checkpoints only. Isolate checkpoint. Photo announce. 5 of 50 select. Lodestone St. Paul's Catholic Church 51 yards at North 9 ST at Washington ST 105 yards at 5 o'clock. P1. Options. P2. Exit.
Now I think what I
want to
do is I want to...
North 9 ST at Washington ST 103 yards at 5 o'clock. St. Paul's Catholic Church 57 yards at 12 o'clock. Washington ST 90 yards at 12 o'clock. St. Paul's Catholic Church 71 yards at 6 o'clock. North 9 ST Washington ST 86 yards at 12 o'clock. North 9 ST at Washington ST 80 yards at 11 o'clock. St. Paul's Catholic North 9 ST at Washington ST 74 yards at 12 o'clock. Speed. Oh, speed. Colon. 2 miles per hour heading. Colon. South by west. Speed. Colon. 1 mile per hour heading. Colon. South by west. North 9 ST at Washington ST 48 yards at 12 o'clock. North 9 ST at Washington ST 34 yards at 11 o'clock.
How does the GPS talk?
North 9 ST at Washington ST 21 yards at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
North ST at North 9 ST, North 9 ST at Washington ST 9 yards at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Yep, I know where I'm at. Thanks.
St. Paul's Catholic Court ST at North 9 ST 80 yards at 1 o'clock. North 9 ST at Washington ST 10 yards at 5 o'clock. Court ST at North 9 ST 72 yards at 12 o'clock. Approaching Court ST at North 9 ST 62 yards at 11 o'clock. Court ST at North 9 ST 44 yards at 12 o'clock. Court ST at North 9 ST St. Paul's Catholic Church 218 yards at 7 o'clock. Court ST at North 9 ST 16 yards at 12 o'clock. Washington ST 70, Court ST at North 9 ST 10 yards at 12 o'clock. Ben ST at South St. Paul's Catholic Church 235 yards at 6 o'clock. North 9 ST at Washington and North ST at North 9 ST 12 yards at 2 o'clock. Ben ST at South 9 ST 117 yards at 11 o'clock. North ST at North 9 ST 7 yards at 2 o'clock. Ben ST at South 9 ST 109 yards at 11 o'clock.
Come to options. Let's see.
Options. Last point. Submenu 1 of exit. About. Settings. 8 of 10. Astronomic. Settings. 8 of 10. Select. Lodestone window. General settings. Tab sheet 1 of 5. Ben ST at South 9 ST 90. Ben ST at South 9 ST 91 yards at 1 o'clock. Vibrate off. 2 of 21. Ben ST at South 9 ST 91 yards at 1 of Ben ST at South 9 ST. Ben ST at South 9 ST 91 yards at 1 o'clock. Cancel. Settings canceled. P1. Port ST at North 9 ST 30 options. Last point. Sub-functions. Submenu to database. Submenu 3 of functions. Submenu to select. Find use checkpoints on isolate checkpoint. Check item auto analog point. 6 of 50. Check item auto announce. 5 of 50. Isolate checkpoint.
Checkpoint. Check item auto announce. Select. Lodestone window. Auto announce disabled. EY. Options. 8 options. Last exit amount. Settings. Astronomic. Settings. Select. Lodestone window. Vibrate off. 2 of 20 max search radius. 2 of search results. 5. 4 of 21. Area results. 10. 5 of 20. Area timeout 300. Search timeout 300. Set show area timeout 300. Main max approach distance 1. 9 of 21. Approach time 10, 10 of 21. Arrival radius 5, 11 of 21. Hop and announce both, 12 of 21. Arrival radius 5, 11 of 21. Select. Arrival radius, text, 5, numbers, P1. Okay, P2, cancel. Okay, general settings tab G. Approach time 10, 10 of 21. Select. Approach time, text, 10, numbers, P1. Okay, P2. Cancel. Okay. General settings tab G 1 of 5. Approach time 15. 10 of max approach distance 1. 9 of 21. Select. Max approach distance. Text. 1. Numbers. P1. Okay. P2. Cancel. Okay, general settings tab G, show area timeout 300, 8 of 21. Talks, P1. Okay, P2. Max approach to approach time 50, arrival radius 5, 11 of 20. Comment announce both, 12 of 21. Auto label cells on, 13 of 20. Wake up off, 14 of 20. Wake up timeout 5, screen team awake off, team awake timeout 60. Confirm exit off, 18 of 21. Confirm modified checkpoints on, NP exits, 20 of 20. Username and 330 sound on, 1 of 20. Monitor settings tab G 2 of 5, signal monitor on, 1 of 9. P1 cell monitor on, 2 of show weak signal on, 3 show good signal on, cell entry labeled, 5 of 9. Cell exit off, 6 of clock check interval 5, clock check beeps on, 8 of 9. Auto announce interval, 9 of 9. Signal monitor on, display settings tab G 3 of 5, heading display cardinal, 1 of 7, P point direction clock face, 2 of 6, explore direction simplified cardinal, 3 speed unit miles per hour, 4 of 7, explore direction sim select, explore direction, checked item simplified cardinal, 3 of 3, P1, explore direction, cardinal, 2 of 3, explore direction, degrees, 1 of 3, explore direction select, display settings tab sheet 3 of 5, explore direction cardinal, 3 of 7, speed unit miles per hour, 4 of 7, distance unit imperial, 5 of altitude unit imperial, 6 of 7, altitude measurement speed sea level, 7 of 7, heading display, GPS settings tab sheet 4 of 5, automatic time zone on, 1 of 10, P1 time offset hours, 2 of time offset minutes, 3 auto sync the GPS time on, 4 of 10, WAS slash echoes on, 5 of 10, static threshold 0, 6 of 10, user range error rate, 7 of 10, software heading off, 8 of 10, software speed off, 9 of 10, GPS source Bluetooth, 10 of 10. Software speed off, 9 of software heading off, 8 of 10, select. Software heading on, 8 of 10, software speed select. Software speed on, 9 of sound settings tab sheet 5 of 5, error 500, dot, 230, 400, dot, 1, okay, settings saved, P1, options, P2, options, left functions, submenu database, functions, select, exclify use, isolate check, auto announce, lock point, 6 of 50, auto announce, 5 select, lodestone window, auto and port ST at north 9 ST 32 yards at 6 o'clock, P1. Options, P2, exit.
Okay.
NST at south 9 ST 81 yards at 1 o'clock. Approaching Penn ST at south 9 ST 74 yards at 10 o'clock. Approaching Penn ST at south 9 ST. Approaching Guider CT at south 9 ST 121 yards at 10 o'clock.
That's not what I want.
Options. Last functions. Submenu 2 of 10. Select. Exit use. Isolate checkpoint. Check item. Auto announce. 5 of 15. Select. Lodestone window. Auto announce disabled. P1. Options. Options. Last exit about. Not settings. 8 of 10. Select. Lodestone window. General settings tab. Vibrate. Searchers area results. Query to search timeout. Show area timeout 3. Max approach time 15. Max approach distance 5. 9 of 21. Approach time 15. 10 of 21. Select. Approach time. Text. 15. Numbers. P1. Okay. General settings tab sheet. Arrival radius 5. 11 of 21. Comment announce both. 12 of 20. Arrival radius 5. Select. Arrival radius. Text. 5, numbers, P1. Okay, Peter, okay. General settings, comment, announce both. 12 of auto label cells on, 13 of wake up off, 14 of wake up timeout 5, screen team awake off, team awake timeout 6, confirm exit off, 18 confirm modify checkpoint at PXs, 20 username jet337@mail.com, okay. Settings saved, P1, options, last point, sub-functions, select, exploify news, isolate, auto-announce, clock point, say auto-announce, 5 of select, loadstone window, auto-announce enabled, P1, options, P2, exit, port ST and north 9 ST and south 9 ST 61 yards at 11 o'clock. Approaching 10 ST and south 9 ST 56 yards at 11 o'clock. NST and South 9ST 43 yards at 11 o'clock. NST and South 9ST 30 yards at 12 o'clock. Geiger CT and South 9ST and South 9ST 19 yards at 9 o'clock. Approaching Geiger CT and South 9 is approaching Jerry ST and South 9 ST 116 yards at 2 o'clock. Ben ST and South 9 ST is approaching Geiger CT and South 9 Franklin ST and South 9 ST 203 yards at 11 o'clock. Ben ST and South 9 ST 3 yards at 2 o'clock. Approaching Ben ST and South 9 ST 1 yard arriving Geiger CT and South 9 S 4 ST and North 9 ST 112 yards at 8 o'clock. Options, best functions, submenu select, find the isolate checkpoint, check item auto announce, 5 of select, loadstone window, auto announce disabled, P1, options, P2, exit. CT and South 9 ST 41 yards at 12 o'clock. Ben ST and South 9 ST 27 yards at 9 o'clock. Geiger CT and South 9 ST 21 yards at 12 o'clock. Approaching Jerry ST and South 9 ST 67 yards at 12 o'clock. Approaching Jerry ST and South 9 ST 56 yards at 12 o'clock. Approaching Geiger CT and South 9 ST 1 yards at 2 o'clock. Yards at 11 o'clock. Options. Last point. Sub-function select. Advios isolate checkpoint. Auto-announce. 5 select. Logeri ST at South 9 ST 11 yards at 8 o'clock. P1. Options. P2. Exit. Geiger CT at South 9 ST 53 yards at 5 o'clock. Jerry ST and South 9 ST 8 yards at 10 o'clock. Franklin ST and South 9 ST 88 yards at 1 o'clock. Jerry ST and South 9 ST 13 yards at 6 o'clock. Franklin ST and South 9 ST 79 yards at 12 o'clock. ST and South 9 ST 68 yards at 11 o'clock. Speed, colon, 5 miles per hour headed, colon, south approaching Franklin ST and South 9 ST 59 yards at 1 o'clock. Franklin ST and South 9 ST 48 yards at 11 o'clock. Franklin ST and South 9 ST 32 yards at 11 o'clock.
9ST 15 yards and 11 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9ST 182 yards at 12 o'clock. Franklin ST at South 9ST 5 yards at 12 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9ST 174 yards at 1 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9ST 166 yards at 12 o'clock. Franklin ST at South 9ST 17. Chestnut ST at South 9ST 164 yards at 2 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 163 yards at 2 o'clock. Franklin ST at South 9 ST 18 yards at 9 o'clock. Franklin ST at South 9 ST 18 yards at 9 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 164 yards at 2 o'clock. Franklin ST at South 9 ST 17 yards at 9 o'clock. Last heading, colon, east southeast. ST166 yards at 2 o'clock. Bingham ST at South 9ST 237. Franklin ST at South 9ST 16 yards at 9 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9ST 165 yards at 2 o'clock. Franklin ST at South 9ST 19 yards at 10 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9ST 164 yards at 4 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 155 yards at 1 o'clock. Franklin ST at South 9 ST 33 yards at 6 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 145 yards at 11 o'clock. Terry ST at South 9 ST 136 yards at 4 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 130 yards at 12 o'clock. Franklin ST at South 9 ST 55 yards at 6 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 120 yards at 1 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 110 yards at 12 o'clock. Bingham ST at South 9 ST 177 yards at 12 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 94 yards at 1 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 81 yards at 9 o'clock. Franklin ST at South 9 ST 107 yards at 7 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 70 yards at 1 o'clock. Approaching Chestnut ST at South Bingham ST at South 9 ST 132 yards at 12 o'clock. Approaching Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 57 yards at 12 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 46 yards at 12 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 33 yards at 12 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 15 yards at 12 o'clock. ST at South 9 ST 72 yards at 1 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 8 yards at 4 o'clock. Bingham ST at South 9 ST 65 yards at 11 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 7 yards at 4 o'clock. ST at South 9 ST 188 yards at 8 o'clock. Approaching the Orange ST at Spruce ST 192 yards at 12 o'clock. Franklin ST at South 9 ST 186 South 9 ST at Spruce Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 16 yards at 6 o'clock. Bingham ST at South
9 ST 71 yards at 7 o'clock. Chesna ST at South 9 ST 7 yards at 3 o'clock. Pickerman ST at South 9 ST 68 yards. Orange ST at Spruce ST 196 yards at 11 o'clock. Franklin ST at South 9 ST 185 yards at 5 o'clock. Pickerman ST at South Orange ST at Spruce Chesna ST at South 9 ST 9 yards at 3 o'clock. Franklin ST at South 9 ST 185 yards at 5 o'clock. Pickerman ST at South 9 ST 68 yards at 12 o'clock. Approaching to Chesna ST at South 9 ST 13 yards at 4 o'clock. Approaching Pickerman ST at South 9 ST 58 yards at 10 o'clock. South 9 ST Express Chesna ST at South 9 ST 23 Pickerman ST at South 9 ST 52 yards at 10 o'clock. Orange ST Express ST 175 yards at 11 o'clock. Chesna ST at South 9 ST 31 yards at 6 o'clock. Pickerman ST at South 9 ST 41 yards at 1 o'clock. Pickerman ST at South 9 ST 29 yards at 2 o'clock. ST at South 9 ST 19 yards at 4 o'clock. South 9 ST at Spruce ST at Spruce ST 144 yards at 1 o'clock. Pickerman ST at South 9 ST 16 yards at 12 o'clock. Chesna ST at South 9 ST 62 yards at 7 o'clock. Approaching Chesna ST at South. Approaching Franklin ST at South 9 ST 234 yards at 10 o'clock. Orange ST at Spruce ST South 10 ST at Spruce ST 205 yards at 2 o'clock. Chesna ST at South 9 ST 54 yards at 7 o'clock. Orange ST at Spruce South 10 ST at Spruce ST 198 yards at 2 o'clock. Orange ST at Spruce ST 1 Franklin ST at South 9 South 10 ST at Chesna ST Chesna ST at South Chesna ST South 10 ST at Spruce ST 100 South 10 ST at Spruce Orange ST at Spruce ST 151 yards at 4 o'clock. Franklin ST at South 9 ST 222 yards at 11 o'clock. Chesna ST at South 9 ST Orange ST at Spruce ST South 10 ST at Spruce ST 189 yards at 1 o'clock. Chesna ST at South, the Franklin ST at South 9 ST 200, South 10 ST at Spork ST at Spruce and Pickerman ST at South 9 ST 81 yards at 5 o'clock. Franklin ST at South 9 ST 211 yards at 10 o'clock. Orange ST at Spruce ST 166 yards at 4 o'clock. Chesna ST at South, the South 10 ST at Spruce ST 194 yards at 5. Tops, Bluetooth connected, wireless LAN available, battery 7 bars. Orange ST at Spruce ST 169 yards. Franklin ST at South South 10 ST at Spruce Chesna ST at South 9 ST 79 yards at 8 o'clock. Pickerman ST at South 9 ST 101 yards at 4 o'clock. Orange ST at Spruce ST 168 yards at 2 o'clock. Options, last point function select, fires isolate, checked item auto announce, flag point, checked item auto and select, load scope window, auto announce disabled, P1, options, P2, exit. Orange ST at Spruce ST 151 yards at 1 o'clock. Yards at 3 o'clock.
South 10 at Spruce. I'll cross over this way.
South 10 ST, it's Spruce ST, 171 yards at 4 o'clock.
Approaching here. So I'm just doing this to prove that I cannot get lost with it.
South 10 ST, it's Spruce ST, 179 yards at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Left function selected. Fused isolate checkpoint 4:15. Auto announce 5:15 selected. Don't stop with maple STX process out 10 STX process T 180 yards at 3 o'clock. P1. Up Franklin STX out 9 ST 270 yards at 7 o'clock. South 10 STX process T 100 guider CTX out maple STX process T 190 yards at 3 o'clock. South Niger CT and South 9 ST 300, Maple ST Express, South 10 ST Express, ST 176 yards at 1.
To my left?
Huh?
Oh, wait.
You're on the other side of it.
So. Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Maple ST Express, South 10 ST Express, Franklin ST and South 9 ST 284 yards at
1. Yeah. Hang on a minute. Is this the sidewalk or?
It's the sidewalk right now. Come on.
Okay. What street is this?
You're on Chestnut.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. Now.
Okay.
Yep.
Maple ST and Spruce ST, 185 yards at 3 o'clock. Maple ST Express, Franklin ST at South 9 ST 200, Horn ST at North 9 ST 500, Josh's House 217 yards at 4, Sherry ST at South 9 ST 360 yards at 11 o'clock, Diner CT at South 9 ST 400, Franklin ST at South Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 200, Maple ST Express ST 180, Josh's House 222 yards at 4 o'clock. Ben ST at South 9 ST 440, Franklin ST at South 9 ST 298 yards at 8 o'clock, Maple ST at Spruce at Josh's House 223 yards at 2 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 266 yards at 8 o'clock. Maple ST at Spruce ST 183 yards at 1 o'clock, Josh's House 208 yards at 2 o'clock.
On
Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 274 yards at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
South 9 ST 300. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 272 yards at 8 o'clock. Maple ST at Spruce ST 196 yards at 6 o'clock. Franklin ST at South 9 Josh's House 200. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 269 yards at 2 o'clock.
Hold on.
Maple ST and Spruce ST and Cherry ST at South 9 ST 371 yards at 11 o'clock. Josh's House 224 ST at North 9 ST 500. Franklin ST at South 9 Maple ST and Spruce ST at South 9 ST 272 yards at 5 o'clock. Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 200. Franklin ST at South 9 ST 3 options. Function select. Find news. I select item auto announce. Fast select. Lodestone window. Auto Chestnut ST at South 9 ST 269 yards at 9 o'clock. Accuracy. Colon. 35.1 feet.
Okay.
Exploration boat bear CT 1 yards at 7 o'clock.
Let's see.
West southwest 167 yards to make of an ST and Chestnut ST. To east 72 yards to Chestnut ST and South 10 ST. Chestnut ST and South 10 ST 98 yards at 9 o'clock.
due north 183 yards to Franklin ST and south 10 ST.
Chestnut, Franklin.
Due north 93 yards to Cherry ST and south 10 ST. Due north 107 yards to Penn ST and south 10 ST. Due south 107 yards to Cherry ST and navigation boat. Maple ST and Spruce ST 230 yards at 7 o'clock. Exploration Bear CT and Maple ST 6 yards to the east by south. 1 yards at 1 o'clock. Due south 51 yards to Chestnut ST and Maple ST.
Okay.
Check to south 179 yards to Maple ST and Spruce ST. Due north 179 yards to Chestnut ST and Maple ST. Options. Current point and submenu functions. Subselect. Navigation boat. 1 of 50. Find point. 2 of the cancel. Loadstone options. Current point. Submenu 1 cancel. Loadstone window. Chestnut ST and Maple ST 53 are options. Current point. Submenu select. Check. 1 of 4. Select. Approaching Chestnut ST and Maple ST 50 yards at 7 o'clock. E1. Options. E2. Exit. North 49 yards to Bear CT and Maple ST. Options. For select. Check. 1 of 4. Select. Floats approaching Bear CT and Maple ST 7 yards at the block. P1. Options. Heat to north 134 yards to Franklin ST and Maple ST. Option. Options. Checked. To north 48 yards to Maple ST and Schmidt CT. Options. Options. Checked. Check to south 48 yards to Grant. Check to south 100. Check to south 49 yards to Chestnut ST and Maple ST. Check to south 179 yards to Maple ST and Spruce ST. To east 92 yards to south 11 ST and Spruce ST. Options. Check. Check to west 89 yards to south 10 ST and Spruce ST. Check to east 89 to south 60 yards to Bender CT and Maple ST. Options. Options. Check. To south 58 yards to Maple ST and Bullenberg ST. Options. Checked.
Checked.
Check to north 179 yards to Chestnut ST and Maple ST.
Okay.
Navigation boat. Chestnut ST and Maple ST 47 yards at 7 o'clock.
Chestnut and Maple.
Latitude 40 degrees 19 minutes 56. Dot 6 Chestnut ST and Maple ST 46 yards at 7 o'clock. Exploration boat check Bear CT and Maple to east 96 yards to Bear CT and south 11 and check to west.
Yes.
Check to south 49 yards.
Yep, I'm fine. I'm just...
There's a car behind you.
Oh, is this the sidewalk?
Why don't you come on this side? There's a sidewalk on this side.
Oh, I thought the sidewalk was there.
No, there's nothing with sidewalk on that side.
Okay, I was... Oh, all right. Yeah, I thought there was a... I was just checking my GPS here to see where I'm at here.
You know which way?
I thought I was on the sidewalk. Yeah, I do.
The next block is Franklin.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Alright. Chestnut ST and Maple ST 28 yards at 2 o'clock. Navigation boat. Chestnut ST and Maple ST 26 yards at 1 o'clock. Trading boat enabled. Show next checkpoint. Show next checkpoint. Show altitude. Show latitude. Show longitude. Show GPS accuracy. Show GPS quality. Show GPS time. Show next checkpoint comment. Point correction display toggle. Show next checkpoint.
Okay.
Trading mode disabled. Accuracy. Colon 26. Dot 4 feet. South 10 ST and Spruce ST 222 yards at 8 o'clock.
South 10 Spruce. I'm gonna go from there. Okay.
Chestnut. This is Chestnut again.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. All right. Yeah, and then the next block is Spruce.
Yeah, the next block.
All right. Yeah. Side off right here. I Now it's turned on.
Options. Weapon database. Submenu function select. File isolate checkpoint. Auto announce. 5 of 15. Lock point. 6 auto announce. Fun select. Loadstone with Maple ST and Spruce ST 150 yards at 3 o'clock. P1. Options. P2. Exit. Chestnut ST and Maple ST 43 are Maple ST and Spruce ST 141 yards at 11 o'clock. Maple ST and Spruce ST 133 yards at 11 o'clock. Chestnut ST and Maple ST 49 yards at 4 o'clock. Maple ST and Spruce ST 130 on Chestnut ST and Maple ST 51 yards at 3 o'clock. Maple ST and Spruce ST 120 yards at 12 o'clock. Chestnut ST and Maple ST 69 yards. Maple ST and Spruce ST 110 yards at 1 o'clock. Maple ST and Spruce ST 98 yards at 12 o'clock. Maple ST and Spruce ST 87 yards at 11 o'clock.
Search radius 2, search results 5. Area is weary, timeout search, timeout 300. Show area, timeout 300, 8 of 21.
That's okay, go ahead.
Max approach distance 5, 9 of 21. Show area, timeout 300, 8 of 20. Max approach distance 5, 9 of 21. Select, jeez. Max approach distance, text, 5, numbers, P1,
ten.
Okay. General's approach time 5, 10 of 21. Arrival radius 1, 11 of 21. Select. Arrival radius. Text. 1. Numbers. P1. Okay. P2. Cancel. Okay. General settings. Tab sheet 1 of 5. Arrival radius 5, 11. Select. Arrival radius. Text. 5. Okay. General set up and announce both. 12 of 21. Okay. Settings saved. P1. Approaching better CT at Maple ST 65 yards at 8 o'clock. Maple ST and Spruce ST 11 yards at 6 o'clock. South 10 ST and Spruce ST 80 yards at 6 o'clock. Better CT at Maple ST 65 yards at 3 o'clock. South 10 ST and Spruce ST 79 yards at 6 o'clock. Maple ST and Spruce ST 12 yards at 1 o'clock. Approaching Maple ST, approaching Maple ST, approaching Maple Josh's house 55 yards at 11 o'clock. Better CT at Maple ST 54 yards at 12 o'clock. Better CT at Maple ST 43 yards, Maple ST and Spruce ST 17 yards at 9 o'clock.
I should become
Josh's house 45 yards at 1 o'clock.
Near my house, really.
Josh's house 30 yards at 1 o'clock.
That's all.
approaching South 11 ST at Spruce, approaching Chestnut ST at Maple ST, 188 yards at 9 o'clock. Josh's house, 19 yards at 3 o'clock. South 11 ST at Spruce ST, 45 yards at 11 o'clock. Chestnut ST at Maple at Josh's house, 28 yards at 7 o'clock.
That's pretty accurate.
Maple ST at Spruce ST, 51 yards
okay.
at 1 o'clock. Josh's house, 17 yards at 10 o'clock.
Going to disconnect.
Options. Last point. Sub functions. Submit database. Sub checkpoints. Select. Home checkpoint. Can't be options. Last footage. GPS. Submit. Select. Disconnect. GPS. Select. Lodestone window. P1 exit. Installations window. Lodestone. 3 of 3. P1. Menu. Offline window. Suit at slash 0. Reject item 09 slash 05 slash 216 slash exit. Offline window. Suit at slash 0. Tops. Menu. Menu window. Folder tools. 5 of 3 folder installations. Folder connectivity. Sim select. Connectivity window. Bluetooth. 5 of 9 select. Bluetooth window. Tab sheet 1 of 2. Bluetooth on. 1 of 4. Select. Bluetooth off. 1 of 4. Exit. Connectivity window. Bluetooth offline window. Suit at slash 05 slash 2009. P1. Menu. Camera.
And then turn the GPS off. Switch it up. Turn the phone off. Check the time.
Tops. It is 12:45 p.m. on May 10th, 2009. Power. Switch.
And I'm back. Who is on the phone? Who's on the phone? And so if you want to get in touch with me, my email address is jkenn337@gmail.com. That's Juliet Kilo Echo November November 337 at sign golf Mike Alpha India Lima .com and com is Charlie Oscar Mike. So that's the end of the podcast. And good morning once again. This is another podcast done by me, Josh Kennedy, about Lodestone GPS. To start off with, I'll just give you my contact information, which is my email is jkenn337@gmail.com. I'll give that to you phonetically. That's Juliet Kilo Echo November November, numbers 337@gmail.com. Okay, so today I want to go over a little bit about how Lodestone got started. It was started back in 2006 by, and I'm going to have to look up the names here.
Also, like, want to take a look at the article page where you can find stories about the Lodestone GPS and find out. Although Lodestone GPS is being used in the 2000s, Lodestone GPS.
Okay, I'm going to have to use Google. Oops. Would help if I would type it in correctly. Okay, here we go. Oops, if the page loads. So, Monty Lilburn and Sean Kirkpatrick. And it came out in the, I believe May or June of 2006, the Lodestone website was launched, and you could download it. However, the major barrier facing blind people still is the cost of screen readers. So what I would encourage people to do is, you know, if there's any programmers out there, it would be really nice to have a free open source screen reader that would run on a mobile device such as, you know, a Symbian device or something like that, like a Nokia phone, or even, you know, to port Lodestone to Windows Mobile or to Linux. And to get a free screen reader up and going on that. So, I'm going to go into Lodestone here and I'm going to play around with the exploration mode a little bit more.
Tops. Menu window, folder tools, 5 of 3 folder installations, 6 of 3 select, installations window, add tops, 2 of 3 Lodestone, 3 of select, activate Bluetooth and offline mode, no, load connection error, P1, options, P2,
so I'm going to go to navigation mode.
Exploration mode, check Josh's house 20 yards to the deuce house.
Okay, so, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to uncheck
Option. Function. Submenu 1 of 5. P1. Database. Submenu function select. Navigation mode. 1 of 10. Find point. 2 of the show area. 3 of the use checkpoints only. 4 of 10. Isolate checkpoint. 5 of 10. Auto announce. 6 of 10. Go to. 7 of 10. Enter point. 8 of 10. Record memo. 9 of 10. Play memo. 10 of 10.
Cancel.
Lodestone window. Options. Database. Submenu select. Load date cancel. Load options. Date checkpoints. Submenu 3 of not select. Load checkpoints. 1 of 6. Append checkpoints. 2 save checkpoints. 3 of clear checkpoints. 4 of 6. Send. 5 of 6. Clear check select. Yeah. Lodestone window. Checkpoints cleared. P1. Options. P2. Exit. Josh's house 20 yards to the south.
Okay. So we have checkpoints in here, and what they are, from what I understand, is when you set checkpoints, it will, guide you along a specific route which you have created. Now, whether or not it will announce other points, if they're not checked, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to go outside and, you know, walk around and play with it a little bit more. Also, entering points into Lodestone is not that difficult. You have to know the longitude and latitude of your point. But I'm going to demonstrate to you how this can very easily be done on my computer here. So we're going to pick, I'm going to go to Google Maps first of all. First of all, I'm going to go into JAWS. There we go. So, first I'm going to go to Google Maps.
Virtual PC, Google, Google, Link Map, Link Images, Link Map, A. Search the map
and I do have a cold, so hopefully that won't distract from the point of this podcast.
Click screen, click CR.
Okay, I'm going to click on screen readers.
14 links, Google Map, search edit.
I'm going to type in, let's see, restaurants near Reading,
Caps Lock on.
PA.
Caps Lock for editors, the search maps, but edit restaurants near,
whoops,
near restore, E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-N-N-N.
Delete.
For edit restaurants near search me.
Search.
Restaurants near Reading Pop Google Maps. Restaurants near Reading Pop Google Maps. Link 1 first web. Link web. Search link fun. Link map set. Link category. Link me. Link restaurant. Intel. Link rest. Link graphic. Link graphic. Link graphic. Link graphic.
You know what? That sounds pretty good. Because I'm going to want to go and visit that place anyway.
Link.
So, let's enter this into the Lodestone database as a point.
Link graphic. Link graphic. Visited. Restaurants near Reading Pop Google Maps. Link 7%. 100%. Restaurants near Reading Web. Link. Link Web. Link in Map. Link New. Link. Link. Search for edit. Search. Link. Find. Link Map. Link. 610. 307. Link Reading. 300. Link. 332. NST.
Okay.
Reading Pop 19,602.
332 Penn Street. So,
Reading Pop 19,602.
And it's in the same zip code. Okay, so 332. So we're going to go to lodestone.com now.
Open dialog.
Lodestone-GPS.com.
Lodestone GPS satellite navigation for blind mobile phone users. One frame, two headings, and 19 Lodestone. Virtual B. Links list dialog. Tools and 1%, 100%, 30 headings at Lodestone.
Now I'm going to go to open the geocoder.
Links list dialog, open the geocoder. Connecting dot dot dot.
Since that's what I want to do, I want to enter an address and get the latitude and longitude for it.
Lodestone team, email address edited.
I'm going to put my email in here quick.
Virtual PC, house up, house edited.
I believe it was 332. But if I'm not sure, I can go back and check.
New browser window, Lodestone.
Since the tool's open. The geocoder is open in one window.
Visited. Search the map button. Google visited link C.
Screen readers.
Google map link. Search the search edit.
I'm going to type peanut bar 19602.
For edit peanut bar 19, search map E. Peanut bar 19,602, Google Maps, peanut bar 19, web, link, search, link, fun, link, map, set, link, category, link, peanut bar, near, reading, pop, link, grabbers, grab, link, for, link, 332, pen, ST, reading, pop, 600.
Yep.
House up, edit.
Okay.
Virtual PC. Address, edit.
So I'm going to put in 332. P. T-E-N-N-S-T. Street.
Virtual PC. 330-E-N-N space. Address editor. Van Street E-N-N space S-T-R-E-E.
Good.
Virtual city edit. City. Virtual PC.
I put the city in. I'm going to put the zip code in.
For edit 19th state slash edit. State slash cap. Virtual edit bar. Caps lock off. Cut combo box F. Country combo. In the United Kingdom, United States, for country submit view.
Now I hit submit and it's going to give me latitude and longitude.
Links, run lag, run the resulting lag results, lag, new search for lag, root, lag, 303, the top US, lag, the coordinates, lag, latitude, lag, the coordinates are.
Okay, here's the coordinates.
Lag, latitude, longitude. Read only edit minus 75.930766 4. Longitude, read only edit 40.335 3873.
Alright, so what I want to do now is I want to enter a new point. So I'm going to turn training mode on and see how to do that.
Screensaver, navigation mode.
Whoops.
Exploration mode, Josh's house 20 yards to the due south.
Mm-hmm.
Josh's house 20 yards to the due south.
Okay, so I want to hit
navigation mode.
Navigation mode. Shift.
Training mode enabled.
There we go.
Exploration mode toggle. Label point. Undefined. Play memo.
I'm gonna
show GPS time. Show cell name.
I want to make a new point. I think I'm gonna have to go into the menus to do that. So I'm gonna hit the clear button, which is shift. On my Nokia E51, which again, I got this from Amazon for $200. I got the GPS receiver for $40. And I've had talks for a while. So, I'm going to turn training mode off.
Training mode disabled.
I'm going to go in and I'm going to enter a new point.
Exploration.
Go back into exploration mode.
Options, functions, submenu 1 of 9, P1, database checkpoints, submenu 3 of 9, select, load checkpoints, send, to load checkpoints, send, 2 of 2, cancel, load options, function select, navigation, 1 of 8, find point, to show area, 3 auto announce, go to, 5 of 8, enter point, 6 of 8,
enter point, that's what we want, I'm going to hit select,
point entry window, point name, text, lowercase, P1,
now I have to type P2, these points in as if I'm entering a text message, because I don't have a Bluetooth keyboard on here. So I'm going to type it in K-R-A-M-E-R, and I need an apostrophe, so I'm going to hit star.
Apostrophe, P1, select, P-select, point entry window, point name, text, Kramer, lowercase.
Now I'm going to put in peanut, P, E, A, N, U, T.
Peanut.
Whoops.
Space, V, N, A, E.
Here we go. E, A, N, U, T.
Peanut.
There we go. Now B, which is 2 twice, A, which is 2 once, R, which is 7 3 times. Now I'm going to hit the down on the joystick.
Latitude, text, 0, numbers.
Now here's where we want to enter latitude.
Latitude, lag, latitude, read only edit 40.335 3873.
40.0 335 3873. So I'm just going to type that in. 40, and the period is the pound key.
40.7835333335873.
Okay. 73. All right.
Longitude, text, 0,
now,
numbers.
To enter a dash, I hit star twice.
Longitude, read only edit minus 75.7 dash 75. Plus dash 75 dot period.
9307664. 9307664.
Accuracy, fields, 0, numbers, checkpoint, no.
And I can make it a checkpoint,
privacy,
I can make it private. But we don't need to do any of that. So I'm just going to hit key, then I see what my options are by hitting talks, key 1.
Talks, key 1, options, key 2, cancel.
Okay.
Checkpoint, no. Accuracy, fields, 0 longitude, text, dash 70 file latitude, text, 40, dot 40, dot 3 point name, text, Kramer's peanut bar, Kramer's peanut bar, Kramer's peanut bar. Options, save, 1 of 1, key 1,
okay.
Select, key 2,
so
cancel.
I do want to go into options, and I want to hit save. So I'm going to hit key 1 on save, and it'll take a little bit. And then we're going to go into exploration mode and see if we can take a virtual walk and find our new point.
Select.
So it's saving, and it will take a while. So, that's how you enter a point. And in the meantime, you know, if I'm not a programmer myself, but I would be willing to beta test any free open source screen readers that somebody might develop for Symbian, which, by the way, according to some sources, Symbian is the leading operating system for mobile devices in the world. Symbian is currently the leading operating system. And also, I did do some checking, and Python is not developed at all for the Windows Mobile operating system. However, Python is significantly developed for the Symbian operating system. So I think it would be feasible to take something like eSpeak, which is free and open source, port it to Symbian, and, you know, use eSpeak as the synthesizer, and make a free open source screen reader for the Symbian operating system. You know, that way, you know, if people don't want to pay, if people do not want to pay $300 for Talks or MobileSpeak, you know, then they won't have to. You know, it won't be necessary, and it'll really bring the cost of people wanting a GPS solution, it'll really bring that down a whole lot. So, if somebody could develop a free open source screen reader for Symbian, or if somebody could develop a free open source screen reader for Windows Mobile, and then take Lodestone, which is free and open source, which open source means if you're a programmer, you can modify it, and you could take Lodestone and make it a Windows Mobile program, a program
window,
that would run
three of three, P1, options, P2,
on
back.
To a if it would run on Windows Mobile and a free open source screen reader for Windows Mobile, that would be good too. Okay, so for some reason it exited Lodestone, so I'm going to go back into it.
Select. Activate Bluetooth in offline mode. Window. Lodestone connection error. P1. Options. P2. Exit. Exploration mode check. Josh's house 20 yards to the due south.
Okay. So, we have my place. So, I'm going to see you. We're going to go and we're going to find this peanut bar. See if it's entered in there.
Check to west 47 yards to Maple ST Express ST. Check to west 89 yards to south 10 ST Express ST. Check to west 91 yards to orange ST Express ST. Check to west 90 yards to south 9 ST Express ST. Check to north 110 yards to Benjamin ST and south 9 ST. Check to north 71 yards to Chestnut ST and south 9 ST. Check to north 181 yards to Franklin ST and south 9 ST. Check to north 93 yards to Cherry ST and south 9 ST. Check to north 52 yards to Geiger CT and south 9 ST. Check to north 55 yards to Penn ST and south 9 ST.
Go down.
To west 180 yards to north 8 ST and Penn ST. To west 190 yards to north 7 ST and Penn ST. West by north 97 yards to Quiznos Riadin. Dot, dot, dot. Left west by south 78 yards to Penn ST and south 6 ST. New west 184 yards to Penn ST and 5 ST. New west 183 yards to north 4 ST and Penn ST. New west 86 yards to Kramer's peanut bar.
Hey, it found it. So then, what I could do with this is, if I wanted to, you know, I could make it a checkpoint. I could lock it, which, from what I understand, locking the point will give me a constant update as in my relation to where I am now to where this point of interest I just put in is located. Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I could do, you know, with this point. I could go in and I could get directions using Google Maps, and I could transfer those directions onto my phone and read them. There's also a lodestone tool, which will create a list of checkpoints, and it will give me directions as I walk the route. Oh, let's see, what else could I do with it? Well, I could get the latitude and longitude of it.
Options. Current point. Submenu 1 of select.
Let's see here.
Check. 1 of 4. Lock point. 2 of 4. Update. 3 of 4. Delete. 4 of 4.
I could update it. Let's see what that does.
Update. 3 of 4. Select. Point update window. Point name. Text. Kramer's peanut bar. Lowercase. P1. Options. P2. Cancel.
Oh, okay. So that just lets you change things about it, which I don't want to do. I'm going to hit cancel. Key 2.
Cancel. Lodestone window. Key 1. Options. Key 2. Exit.
And I'm going to hit 5.
Kramer's peanut bar.
And then, so then, you know, it would tell me, you know, where that point is located. Now, I might have to take a roundabout way to get to it. You know, I'm not going to, if it's at, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock, I'm not going to, you know, run across the street to get to it. You know, I'd have to, you know, cross at a light. But, you know, it would eventually, it would get me to it. It might not get me to the front door, but it will get me to the building. And then I can find the front door from there. So, the other thing I wanted to discuss today was GPS logging. I gotta find it in here first, because I don't remember where it's located at.
Options. Current point. Submenu 1 functions. Submenu 2 of database. Submenu 3 of 10.
Functions. We're gonna go through.
Navigation mode. 1 of 10. Find point. 2 show area. Use checkpoint zone. Isolate checkpoint. Auto announce. 6 go to. 7 of 10. Enter point. 8 of 10. Record memo. Nightly memo. 10
That's
of 10.
Not
cancel.
It.
Load options. Current point. Functions. Submenu 2 of 10. Database. Submenu 3 of 10. Checkpoints. Sub-database. Select. Load database. 1 of 6. Add database. 2 of 6. Import database. Export personal data. Export all data. Send. 6 of 6. Load database. 1
That's
of 6. Cancel. Lodestone window. P1. Options. Current MUD database. Submenu 3 of checkpoints. Submenu 4 of 10. GPS. Submenu 5 position. Submenu 6 of 10. Astronomic. Submenu 7 of 2 settings.
Oh, there's a lot
10.
Of stuff
astronomic
in here.
Astronomic position. GPS checkpoints. Submenu 4 of 10. GPS. Subselected.
GPS.
All GPS. 1 of 3. Find GPS. Start logging. 3 of 3.
Aha. Start logging. So, let's see what happens if I press select on it. Since I don't have a GPS receiver connected.
Select. Log file. Colon. Window. Less than new file greater than. 1 of 2. P1. OK. P2. Cats. Dot. Dot. Slash. 2 of 2.
Ah.
Less than new file greater than.
So,
1 of 2.
Let's
select,
see.
New file name. Colon. Window. Text. Lowercase. Cancel.
I'm going to type a letter. I just typed in J.
J.
I'm going to see what my options are.
Talks. P1. Okay. P2. Cancel.
All right. Well, I don't want to do a log right now because I'm not walking anywhere. So I'm going to hit cancel.
Cancel. Log file. Colon. Window. Less than do
cancel
file. Free cancel. Lodestone window. P1. Options. P2. Kramer's peanut bar.
All right. So we're still at that point. Okay. So, What does logging allow you to do? Well, let's go to the computer and really see what it can do for us.
Blank, Lodestone GPS format. Blank, read only edit minus 7. Blank, low blank, read only edit 332 pen ST reading. Full blank, retrieve open street map area for this location.
We can get an open street map area, which means it'll do an array of a radius of about maybe 10 or more square miles and put it in a .osm file, which we can then use the OpenStreetMap converter to turn into a lodestone database. And you should use the offline tools whenever possible, and those can be found at www.rmpro, that's R-M-P-R-O, Romeo Mike Papa Romeo Oscar, dash hosting, and hosting is spelled H-O-S-T-I-N-G, or Hotel Oscar Sierra Tango India November Golf, .com, /LS, L as in lodestone, S as in Sierra. So, www.rmp-hosting.com/ls, and then just to be safe, you know, put another slash and hit enter. You want to download the offline tools that have the server included, because when you press enter on the lodestone.exe program, it's going to launch your web browser, and it's going to launch the offline tools in your web browser, and, you know, your web browser will kind of do the rest, and the tools will be behind the scenes doing their thing, converting your OpenStreetMaps and stuff like that. Alright, so let's go to lodestonegps.com and open the tools window again.
New browser window, DFR 19602 PC, link. DFR 19602 Google Maps, Lodestone GPS satellite, link. Please select one of the following links. Links list dot tools.
Then you go to tools.
1%, 100%, 30 headings and open. New browser window, Lodestone GPS geocoder.
I'm going to close the geocoder. Well, let's see what other tools are here.
Links list dial. Open the reverse geocoder. Home. Open the... Move the link. Open the land easily translated into latitude.
Okay, so the reverse geocoder does the reverse. You enter longitude and latitude, and it will try to give you an address.
Land visit reverse land. New event. Land the term where each can. Land. Link open the reverse geocoder. Open street map converter.
Open street map converter.
Land is full converts of map.osm file to a lodestone GPS database file. Use the geocoder to obtain the osm database.
Okay, so you use this in combination with the geocoder to get, you know, an area. You know, if you know longitude and latitude, that's great, but you don't have to. You know, all you have to do is, you know, you can get the numbers, type an address, it'll give you the numbers, put them into lodestone, and off you go. Now, Nokia Maps, LMX, where do you get these? Well, I did some searching on the internet, and a good place to get Nokia Landmark map files is www.gps-data-team.com. So that's www.golfpapasierra-delta-alpha-tango-alpha-tango-echo-alpha-mike.com. And you can get lots of Nokia Landmark files, convert them to a lodestone database, and put them in as points of interest. That is how Quiznos got in there. It happened to be a point of interest in the Nokia Landmark file, which the tool converted to a lodestone database. And I just, you know, went there and I imported it. I imported the text file. And all that does is it loads it into memory, into lodestone. So what happens if, I'm just curious, what would happen if I would hit add database?
Screensaver, lodestone window, Kramer's peanut bar, P1, options, Kramer's peanut bar, options, current point, submenu 1 of functions, sub-database, submit select, load database, add database, to import database, add database, select, database file, colon, window, less than new file greater than, 1 of 3, P1.
Oh.
Less than default file greater than, .. /3 of 3.
Okay, so I can actually make a new database. Okay,
cancel.
That's cool.
Lodestone window, P1. Options, cancel Kramer's peanut bar.
All right, so.
Toy visited link of the toy converter. Link the toy converter originally was written to convert .csv files from toy factory to the lodestone GPS database.
So again, you know, if you get points of interest, this is just another converter for you that will convert your points of interest. And you can open .csv files in Excel. And if you don't want to pay for Excel, you can use NVDA with OpenOffice, and I believe OpenOffice will open .csv files as well.
Other land, contact the low land, link open the void and for root letter.
The root planner.
Link.
Uh-huh.
This tool lets you create a file with a list of endpoints with directional commands added to the comment field, at which point you provide a start point and destination and select the points in between and connect these two points with this checkpoint file loaded. This results in the announcement of a point name that you are approaching, followed by a turn left, go right, turn right message. Also, the clock face direction is announced with verbose. Both checked, a truncated part of the name of the next point and the distance to that point is also announced. The truncation is due to the limited size of the comment field, 75 characters. Applied to the phone and file that serves as root to your house. You can reverse the root and save both the to and from roots under different names. Name of the comment field, 75 characters. This is a useful tool when practicing a new route or to provide visitors with a database of points and a checklist. File that serves as root to your house. You can reverse the route and save both the to and from routes under different names. Name the root files to the phone and place them in the lodestone / checkpoints directory. Link. Visited link. Open the root planner.
Okay, let's open this tool and see what it does.
Breadcrumb visited link. Okay. Open the root planner link. Visited. Connected. Dot dot dot. To new browser window. Lodestone. Lodestone. Land root planner. Proof. Link. A database file may not exceed 2 MB in size or around 30,000 points. Selection of starting points is restricted to 1,000 points. If your database contains link, provide data. Planner. Link. Root planner. Provide database. Link. A database file may not exceed 2 MB in size or around 30,000 points. Selection of starting points is restricted to 1,000 points. If your database contains more than 1,000 points, use the restriction options to limit the number of points. Land it can take several seconds before the selection boxes in step 2 appear on the screen. Land step 1, provide database and select restrictions.
Okay.
Land, bullet enter the path to a valid lodestone database file on your local machine or use the browse button to search for one. Bullet enter your local GPS coordinates and decimal notation if you want to restrict the number of points. Bullet select the radius for restriction of points. Bullet enter your local GPS coordinates and decimal notation if you want to restrict the number of points. Bullet select the radius for restriction of points. Bullet hit the apostrophe, go to step 2 button. Land, enter data. Link, path to local database file. File upload edit. Browse dot 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 button. Latitude, edit.
Okay, so you might have to play around with this a little bit.
Launch edit, latitude, edit, longitude, edit. Radius, combo box unrestricted, 1 of 9. Radius, 220 km.
Oh, okay.
110 km. 5 km.
Alright.
Virtual radius edit, longitude edit, latitude.
So, if I wanted to restrict, if I had a big database, I wanted to restrict it, I guess, to a certain area.
File upload, path to land, enter data.
Let me see here again.
Go to step bullet, select the radius for restriction. Bullet enter your local GPS coordinate. Bullet enter the path to land. Step 1, provide database and select restrictions. Land it can take set land. More than 1,000 database file may not exceed 2 MB in size or around 30,000 points. Selection of starting points is restricted to 1,000 points. If your database contains more than 1,000 points, use the restriction options to limit the number of points. Land it can take several seconds before the selection boxes in step 2 appear on the screen.
Alright. So there's some restrictions. You know, your database has to be 2 MB or less. But remember that with this root planner, and I think this also might be in the offline tools as well.
Land step 1, provide database and select restrictions.
So I'm going to go close this window.
New browser window, load, breadcrumb land. The breadcrumb generator takes a b.log file that can be created by lodestone CPS function / start log and look for the log in the root folder of a LS installation and converts it into a database with sequential names, numbers. The entries recorded at timed intervals. Land, this tool also creates lodestone GPS checklists with directional comments. Land, visited link, open the breadcrumb generator. NMEA log analyzer. Land, this tool can be used to test your receiver under the conditions you are used to. It reports the accuracy, satellite speed at which the NMEA log was recorded and tries to calculate the reliability of the receiver during the recording. Land, link, open the NMEA log and lodestone database explorer. Land,
okay, so you can actually explore a lodestone database online without actually being in lodestone on your phone.
Or search direction, you limit your angle of view from wide angle to tell.
So you can upload it, and you can, here's a tool to fix your databases if they get corrupted. Database reprocessor. Distance and heading calculator. And that just does what it says. Uh-huh, lodestone GPS to tracker converter. So if you have somebody who uses the tracker, you can convert things from your lodestone format to the tracker format, and you can give it to them. So with the quick key manager, you know, you can change what keys do what in the lodestone GPS program. You know, if you don't want, you know, say current point to be 5 and you want it to be 2, you can make it do that. But I'm happy with the key configuration, so I'm just going to let it the way it is.
The keys are black. Click over the quick black.
And those are the tools. So let's go in the offline tools and see what we got.
Desktop, folder view, list view, internet, my document. Leaving message, documents, folder, folder view, list view, book, folder, not selected, Lodestone tools, not select. Hello, Josh Surgeon, Lodestone tools, folder, folder view, list view, PHP, format, Lodestone.formats.tx, Lodestone, microweb, readme, Lodestone.x.
I want to run Lodestone.x. That's going to open up Internet Explorer. So I can close my documents. So now, we don't have as many tools on here.
Open the Nokia.lmx, open the Void Converter, open the Root Planner, open the Breadcrumbs, open the NMEA Login, open the Database, open the Database, open the Distance Attack, open the Degrees Attack, open the Lodestone GPS and Record Convert, open the Quick Key Map.
We don't have Geocoder and Reverse Geocoder. That's because they rely on the Internet, and they rely on Google. So they decided not to put them in here. But let's go...
Open the Distance Attack, open the Database, open the Database, open the NMEA Log, open the Breadcrumbs, and open the Root Planner.
Into the Root Planner.
Open the Root Planner.
Again.
New browser window, 1%. 100%. Lodestone, G-Load, Lodestone, Load, Land, Root Planner. Provide land, provide database. A database file may not exceed 2 MB in size or around 30,000. Selection of starting points is restricted to 1,000. More than 1,000 points used are restricted. http://lodestone/router/index.php. A database file may not exceed 2 MB in size or around from http://lodestone/router/index.php.
All right.
New browser window, Lodestone. http://lodestone/.
Okay, so this address...
http://lodestone/.
Alright, so we are definitely in the offline tools.
Lodestone, open the Nokia. Virtual debug, land. Lodestone, tools, land on this page, and a new land. If you have an account, land, open street map, convert, land. This tool converts, land, open, land, this, land, open, land, contact page on the, if you have an eye, land, and a new window. On this page, we have brought together a number of geographical tools, visited, land, if you can't, land, open street, land, this tool, land, visited, link, open the open street map, Nokia.lm, visited, link, open the open street map, converter, land, visit, Nokia.lm, visited, e. Open the OpenStreetMap Converter link visited. Connected dot 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 to new browser window. OpenStreetMap Converter Windows Internet Explorer. New edits of OpenStreetMap Converter. http://lodestone/awesome/index. OpenStreetMap. Link bullet provided dot awesome. Bullet provides the email address. Bullet provided dot awesome file. Use the geocoder to obtain one. Bullet check apostrophe intersections only if you only want intersections. Bullet check include points to include a list of bullet check apostrophe three full addresses. A point to include some building addresses. Land. Please be patient. It can take up to 60 seconds before the download page appears. Land. Pass the local dot awesome file.
All right. So if you want points of interest in your area, this is for you. You know, you can, and probably by combining several OpenStreetMap files, you know, you could get a pretty good, you know, estimate. You know, if you live in a pretty big area, you know, if you travel a lot, you know, you could get, you know, a pretty big, you know, sizable street map, including points of interest like gas stations and restaurants and all that stuff, you know, what's in the area. So, you know, this is a really good tool to have. Now, I think I am in offline mode. Now let me go in. Let me close those tools. Let me go into the online tools and see if the address is different.
Lodestone GPS and land. Lodestone GPS read GPS http://www.lodestonegps.com/. Links list time. Tools.
I'm going to go into tools.
1%, 100%, 30 heading Lodestone. Links list time. Open the geocoder. Open the open street map.
Alright, I'm going to open the OpenStreetMap Converter.
OpenStreetMap Converter. http://www.lodestonegps.com/.docs/.tools/.awesome/.index.php.
Yep, the address is different. So, you know, I wonder why in the offline tools it only says 2 MB. Somebody on the Lodestone list said if you use the offline tools, you can upload... the offline tools have an 8 MB limit. So, I don't know, maybe that's just a slight mistake on their part of the developers. But, you know, check on the list. There is an email list for Lodestone GPS, and you can find it on the Lodestone GPS website. And let me try to find out where.
Links list the home 1 of 20 about contact donate download frequent document articles support a point share support mailing list.
Yep, there it is. Support mailing list. Oh, the point share exchange.
Point multi language support. Open the geocoder.
That's what we haven't gone over. Let's go into here quick.
1%. 100%. One free edit to date for Lodestone Land. Enter your search terms and submit search for web radio button check. Graphic to top and Lodestone GPS satellite navigation. Land link share pay. Land visited link home. Visited link about link contact link donate link double link visit link up link visit link up. What is Lodestone Land as Lodestone Land if it landed G link and link up link link voted land to link link with a low region land to Delta Syndrome land evolve link 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 to land. Link to visit the Lodestone GPS point sharing exchange. Please click here. Link information regarding how to register for a point share. Link
okay, so I want to. This is the point sharing exchange.
Visit the Lodestone GPS point sharing exchange. Please click here. Link connected. Dot dot dot. New browser. Lodestone point share login. Windows Internet. Lodestone point share log. Lodestone GPS satellite navigation.
So I only have one window open.
Lodestone point link. Star email address.
I'm gonna log in quick.
Star map. Submit button. Lodestone point. Submit button to edit content. Lodestone big land. Welcome to the limited land. Get your phone as well as open your point file to the database. Welcome to the Lodestone
so,
share database. The database is for Lodestone users to share points of interest. You may download points.
If you're
database.
A Lodestone user, you can download points and you can share points with, you know, the rest of the world.
Link share your points.
I'm going to show you
link and data by civic location.
How to,
link manage phone users. Link manage quick points. Erase your data. Link account changes. Link logout. Visited link W. Double visited link W. Link manage quick points. Link manage phone users. Link and data by civic location.
I got my data by civic location. So I'm going to press enter on that, and I'll show you how that works.
100%. Lodestone, low land, Lodestone, country combo box. Select the location.
I'm going to hit the country.
Uganda. United Kingdom. United States. For country
United
combo
States.
Box. United States. State. Combo box. Select the location.
Then hit
state
Pennsylvania.
Combo.
Okay. The computer is still on. And why is it taking its time? I might have to reload it. Now I'm going to have to restart the computer.
No window is active.
So it'll shut down here in a second. The fan's still on, so these netbooks are really quiet. It's really hard to hear them. Okay, it shut off. So I'm going to turn it back on. So it's starting up. Now let's see.
Screensaver. Lodestone window. Kramer's peanut bar. P1. P2. Exit.
And if I go into options.
Options. Current point. Submit functions. Sub database. Submit checkpoints. Submenu GPS. Submenu position. Submenu GPS select. Connect to phone GPS. 1 of 3.
Now if I would have it connected, there would be a lot more options showing up.
Cancel. Lodestone window. P1.
Hello? Nope, wrong number. Yep. Okay, so what do we have here?
Kramer's Pizza Bar.
There we go.
Options. Current point. Fuck the checkpoints. Submenu 4 of GPS. Submenu position. Submenu 6 of astronomic. Submenu 7 settings. 8 of astronomic position. Submenu 6 of 10.
That can go into position. So anyway, what that does is it will, when you select your state, and then you can also select, you can also go by county if you want to, or you can put the whole state in. I put the entire state of Pennsylvania in. Probably not a good idea, but, you know, I did it. Because, you know, I might be traveling up to my parents' house or, you know, up to, you know, some friend's house or something like that. So I just kind of wanted the whole state in. Oops, let's see.
Astronomic, submenu 7 of 10.
I'm going to go into position.
Submenu 6 of 10, select. Start trip meter, 1 of 3.
Now the trip meter, I am imagining that that will tell you, like, how far you've traveled and stuff.
Reset trip meter, 2 of 3. Show trip meter, 3 of 3.
Show trip meter. I'll press enter on that. Select.
Select. Lodestone window. Trip meter is stop. Trip distance 0 yards. K1. Options. K2. Exit.
Oh, so that's what it does.
Kramer's peanut bar. Options. Current point. Function state GPS. Submenu 5 position. Submenu 6 of 10. GPS select. Connect default GPS. 1 of 3.
Oops.
Cancel. Lodestone window. Options. Current fun date GPS. Submenu position. Submenu select. Start trip meter. 1 of 3. Reset trip meter. 2. Show trip meter. 3 of 3. Lodestone
okay.
Window options. Current date objective position. Submenu 6 of astronomic. Submenu 7 of position select. Start trip meter. 1 of 3.
Alright. If I had a receiver connected, it would show me my speed and altitude and all that stuff.
Cancel. Lodestone window. Options. Current point. Fun date checkpoint position. Submenu 6 astronomic. Submenu 7 of 10.
This will tell you everything you want to know about the moon and the sun and the phases of it.
Select. Sunrise and set. 1 of 14.
Let's press select on that. Let's
sun
go through this
first of
all.
Sun elevation. 3 of 14. Sun declination. 4 of 14. Sunrise ascension. 5 of 14. Sun distance. 6 of 14. Moon rise and set, 7 of 14. Moon azimuth, 8 of 14. Moon elevation, 9 of 14. Moon declination, 10 of 14. Moon right ascension, 11 of 14. Moon distance, 12 of 14. Moon phase, 13 of 14. Moon age, 14 of 14.
Let's hit the moon age.
Select, lodestone window, moon age 17. Dot, 44 days 57. Dot, 72%. P1, options, P2.
No
exit.
Idea what that is. Let's try what sunrise and sunset.
Options. Current point, fun date, object, GPS, position, submenu, astronomic, submenu 7 of select, sunrise and set, 1 select, lodestone window, sunrise 05, colon, 52, sunset 20, colon, 09, P1, option,
all right, so
P2, exit.
That's 502 and 2009 is 809. I guess that sounds about right. And we'll go into the settings and look at them.
Options. Current point X about 9 of 10.
And I'm just going up.
Settings. 8 of 10.
Oh, we'll go into the about dialogue and let it read that.
Select. Lodestone GPS version 0.72.0S60_31-2009-04-20. Copyright left parent C right parent 2004-2009. Lodestone GPS is free software. Comma. Covered by the new general public license. Dot right parenthesis visit www.lodestone-gps.com for more details. Dot right parenthesis your user it is, colon, 60,987, P1, okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to hit okay.
Okay, lodestone window, P1,
I'm going to
options, current point, submenu 1 of 10, X of settings, 8 of 10, astronomic, subsettings, 8 of select, lodestone window, general settings, tab sheet 1 of 5, sound dot, 1 of 21, P1. A vibrate off, 2 of 21, max search radius 200, 3 of search results 5, 4 of 20, area results 10, 5 of 20, weary timeout 300, 6 of 20, search timeout 300, 7 of 21.
And you can go on the GPS website and read the manual, you know, and learn all about these settings when you get your Jeep, when you get your GPS.
Show area timeout 300, 8 of 20, max approach distance 10, 9 of 20, approach time 5, 10 of 20, arrival radius 8, 11 of 20, comment announce both, 12 of 21.
Now, I think I might have changed some of these settings from their defaults.
Auto label cells on. 13 of 20 wake up off. 14 of 20 wake up timeout 5. 15 screen keep awake off. 16 of 20 awake timeout 60. 17 confirm exit off. 18 of 21. People screen keep awake off. 16 of 20 select. Screen keep awake on. 16 of 21. Keep awake timeout 60. 17 of 20 confirm exit off. 18 of 21. Confirm modified checkpoints on. 19 of 21. NP exits, 20 of 21. Username jken337@gmail.com, 21 of 21.
So that's my email, jkenn337@gmail.com.
Sound on, 1 of 21. Monitor settings tab, sheet 2 of 5. Signal monitor on, 1 of 9. P1, cell monitor on, 2 of 9. Show weak signal on, 3 of 9. Show good signal on, 4 of 9. Cell entry labeled, 5 of 9. Cell exit off, 6 of 9. Cell entry labeled, select, cell entry, checked item labeled, 2 of 4, P1, cell entry, unlabeled, 3 of 4, cell entry, both, 4 of 4, cell entry, off, 1 of 4, cell entry, both, 4 of 4, select, monitor settings tab, cell exit off, 6 of 9, clock check interval 5, 7 of 9, clock check beeps on, 8 of 9, auto announce interval, 9 of 9, 6 monitor on, 1 of 9.
Oh, hi Luann.
Display settings tab sheet 3 of 5. Heading display cardinal 1 of 7. P1. Okay,
so
P2.
Let's
cancel.
See.
Select.
Cardinal.
Heading display. Checked item cardinal 2 of 4. P1. Heading display. Degrees 1 of 4.
So we have degrees. Cardinal.
Heading display. Checked item cardinal. Heading display. Clock face 3 of 4.
Clock face.
Heading display. Simplified cardinal 4 of 4.
Simplified cardinal. I want clock face.
Heading display. Clock face 3 select. Display settings tab sheet 3 of 5. Head point direction clock face 2 of 7. Explore direction cardinal 3 of 7. Point direction clock face 2 of 7.
You know what? If I guess I'm out of the hole.
Explore direction cardinal 3 of 7.
Change it. Now I'm going to use cardinal for everything.
Point direction heading display clock face 1 of 7. Point direction clock face 2 of 7. Explore direction cardinal 3 of 7. Select. Explore direction. Checked item cardinal 2 of 3. P1 explore direction. Simplified cardinal 3 of 3. Explore direction. Degrees 1 of 3.
Oh. There is no clock face. Okay.
Explore direction
cardinal.
Select. Display settings tab sheet speed unit miles per hour 4 of 7.
Mm-hmm.
Distance unit imperial 5 of 7. Speed unit miles select. Speed unit checked item miles per hour 2 of 3. P1 speed unit KPH 1 of 3. Speed unit not 3 of 3. Okay. Display settings tab sheet 3 of 5. Speed explore the rest speed unit knots 4 of 7. Select. Speed unit miles per hour 2 okay. Display settings tab sheet 3 of 5. Speed unit miles per hour 4 of 7. P1 okay. P2
here.
Cancel. Talks. Wireless LAN available. Battery 7 bars. Distance unit imperial 5 of 7.
Imperial, that's United States measurements.
Altitude unit imperial 6 of 7. Altitude measurement mean sea level 7 of 7. Select. Altitude measurement. Checked item mean sea level 2 of 2. P1. Altitude measurement. GEOID 1 of 2.
Don't know what GEOID is, so I'll let
altitude
it
altitude measurement. Checked item mean sea level 2 of 2.
That.
Talks. P1. Okay, P2 okay. Display settings tab, GPS settings tab, sheet 4 of 5.
Go
automatic time
GPS
zone
settings.
On, 1 of 10. P1.
Uh-huh.
Okay, time offset hours, 2 of 10. Select, time offset hours, 0, P1. Okay, P2. Cancel. Time offset hours, 1. Time offset hours, 0. Okay, GPS settings tab, sheet 4 of 5. Time offset hours, time offset minutes, 3 of 10. Select. Time offset minutes, 0, P1, okay, P2, okay, GPS auto sync the GPS time on, 4 of 10.
Yep, that will set your phone's time to the atomic clock of the satellites.
WAS/EGNOS on, 5 of 10.
That WAS/EGNOS, you generally, I believe, want to keep that on because that'll give you a three-dimensional GPS fix, which can sometimes get you within 1 or 2 meters of a specific point.
Static threshold 0, 6 of 10.
I don't know what static threshold is.
User range error rate, 7 of 10.
Probably some other advanced stuff. Sounds like I don't want to change it.
Software heading on, 8 of 10.
I'm not sure what software heading is.
Software speed on, 9 of 10. GPS source Bluetooth, 10 of 10. Software speed, software heading
you
on.
Know what?
8 of 10.
Software heading and stuff, that was originally off. I think I might turn those off.
Select. Software heading off. 8 of 10. Software speed. 9 of 10. Select. Software speed off. 9 of 10. Sound settings tab sheet 5 of 5. Error 500. Dot 230-400. Dot 170. 1 of 12. P1.
Solid
okay.
Hit.
P2. Cancel. Select.
What if I hit
sound
select?
Spec. Text. 500. Dot 230-400. 500. Dot 200-500. Dot 230-400. Dot 170. Talks. P1. Okay. P2. Okay. Sound
okay.
Settings. Tab sheet 505. Signal 790. Dot 169.
So these are the different tones that it's going to play.
Dot 160. No signal 500. Dot
and you can change
lock
these.
Me 1500. Dot 230. Approaching me. Dot 1000. 1000. Arriving me. Dot 1500. Lay started 440. Dot lay stop 1000. Exclamation mark. 2. Dot 170. 8 of 12. Record started 440. Dot 250. Record stop 1000. Exclamation mark. Cell change 790. Dot 230. 11 of 12. Point announcement 1000. Dot 170. 12 of 12.
You know what? Let's go in and record a memo. I wonder what that does.
Cancel. Settings canceled. P1. Options. P2. Exit.
Okay.
Options. Functions. Submenu 2 of 10. Database. Submenu 3 of 10. Checkpoints. Submenu 4 of 8. Function select. Navigation mode. 1 find point. Show area. 3 of views. Check. Isolate checkpoint. 5 auto and go to. 7 of 10. Enter point. 8 of record memo. 9 of 10. Select. Lodestone window. P1. Options. P2.
Okay, so
exit.
We're now recording a memo. So now I'm going to hit stop and see what happens here. What? Okay. Well, if I hit, uh-oh, what did I do?
Exit.
Well, I hit exit.
Exit. Installations window. Lodestone.
Oh, I'm out of lodestone.
P1 talks. 2 of lodestone. 3 of select. Activate Bluetooth in offline mode. Question mark. No. Lodestone connection error. P1. Options. P2.
Exploration
exit. Exploration mode. Check Josh's house 20 yards to the due south.
Okay.
Options.
We're back
functions.
There.
Functions. Submenu 1 of database. Subcheckpoints. Submenu with GPS. Submenu 4 of 9. Position. Submit GPS. Select. Connect default GPS. Cancel. Load options. Functions. Submenu 1 of select. Find point. 2 of 10. Show air use. Isolate. Go to.
Let's try this.
Cancel. Load some window. P1. Options. P2. Exit. Navigation mode.
Hit training mode.
Training mode enabled. Label point. Under find. Find point. Show GPS time. Play memo. Exploration mode toggle.
Play memo. What about record memo?
Label cell. Show satellites. Show cell name. Lock point. Show lock point. Under find. Wake up toggle. Show altitude.
Oh wait, what about
record memo?
Oh. So shift 0. Shift long 0.
Record memo.
Is record memo.
Exploration mode toggle.
Long 0.
Play memo.
Is play memo. Alright.
Training mode disabled.
And let's see.
Training mode enabled.
Shift long 0.
Record memo.
Record long 0.
Play memo.
Play. Okay.
Training mode disabled.
Shift.
Lodestone window. P1. Option.
Okay. We're now recording a memo. So now let's stop and see what happens here. Oh,
okay.
Has pretty good sound quality for a phone.
Well, if I hit, what did I do? Hmm.
And I think I can... I'm going to go into Y Browser quick.
Exit. Installations window. Loadstone. 3 of 3. Back. Menu window. Folder installations. 6 of folder. Down on to Alan Help. 12 of 13. Folder Dr. Jugga. Dot select. Dr. Jugga. Dot com window. Y dash browser. 1 of 1.
Go
select.
Go into Y Browser.
C. Colon. 1 of 4.
C.
Was select.
C.
C. Colon. Cities. 2 of 8. Data. 3 of
data.
8. Select. C. Games. 2 of 8. Images. 3 of 8. Installs. 4 others. 5 of 8.
Others.
Select. C. Logs, 2 of 3, Loadstone, 1 of 3, select,
Loadstone.
C, colon, databases, 2 of the Cortex logs, 4 of 9 sounds, 5 of 9. Select, colon,
backslash,
two of the properties, three of attributes, four of nine, delete, five of nine,
delete.
Select, delete memo, dot, wav, P1, yes, P2, yes,
yes.
Deleting, dot, 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 accident, backslash, 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 loadstone, accident, backslash, loadstone, backslash, rs, backslash, backslash, others, backslash, backslash, auto, backslash, backslash, data, backslash, others, backslash, loadstone, backslash, sounds, backslash, memos, backslash, no five, accident, backstone, backstone, back, backslash, auto, backslash, backslash, others, backslash, low, backslash, top, backslash, data, backslash, colon, C, colon, colon, data, backslash, top, backslash, backslash, others, back, C, colon, backslash, data, backslash, others, backslash, default, underscore, Bluetooth, underscore, GPS, 6 of 9, sounds, 5 of 9, logs, 4 of 9,
what's in
select,
logs?
Colon, data, backslash, backslash, other, auto, backslash, backslash, C, colon, back, colon, data, backslash, backslash, others, backslash, loadstone, backslash, logs, backslash, no, C, back, C, sounds, 5 of, default, underscore, Bluetooth, underscore, GPS, 6 of 9, keys, dot, map, last underscore, position, data, loadstone, dot, ID, 9 of 9, back,
okay.
C, colon,
so we don't
backslash,
change.
Back, C, colon, back, back,
any of that
C,
stuff.
Colon, back, back, C, colon, 1 of 4, Dr. Jugga, dot, com window, Y dash browser, back, menu window, folder Dr. Jugga, exit, offline window, low 11 slash 05
so,
slash 2009,
P1, menu, come back P2, at the offline
camera.
Window. Well, what else can I do with this phone? It has measurement conversion and a calculator and a quick office viewer. As you can tell, I do not have a phone service, so that's why it says offline window. Well, you know what? I think that's pretty much about it. If you want to get in touch with me, my email address, again, is jkenn337@gmail.com. That's Juliet Kilo Echo November November numbers 337 at sign Gmail Golf Mike Alpha India Lima .com. Well, that's all for now. And hopefully, when you know when I learn a little bit more about this GPS program and I get some directions in here, I'll do a podcast where it actually gives me directions to the place I'm walking to or to the place that I want to walk to. Which, you know, it can do that. It should be, it'll be able to do that. Okay. Well, bye for now and have a good day.